We're picking up on Daf Tesayin Amud Aleph, four lines from the top of the page, where the Gemara gives a mnemonic device to remember the topics that are about to be discussed. Rechov, Teva, Visakin, Efer, Efer, Kvura, Umoria, Simen. This is a mnemonic device, what is about to be discussed. So the Gemara says, Lama Yotzin L'Rechov. We learned in the Mishnah that on these fast days, they would daven in the streets. The Gemara says, Lama Yotzin L'Rechov. Why would they go out into the street? What is the significance of that? Rechivar Abba says, Lomar Za'aknev, it seems this is meant to say that we have cried out in private inside the shul, V'lona Neinu, and we have not been answered. Nivza Asmina B'Farhesya, let us go out and embarrass ourselves publicly so that perhaps in that merit we will be answered. Rishakesh says a different reason. Galinu, we have exiled ourselves, we have left our shul to go out into the street. Galosinu Mechaperes Aleinu, and let this exile, so to speak, atone for our sins so that it would rain. My binai, what is the difference between these two reasons? Ikabinai, there's the following difference. Degalumi be kanishta le be kanishta, if the community would exile themselves and leave their shul to go into another shul, because therefore it is considered an exile, because you're going into a place that you don't normally daven, but it's not public, so you can't say we're trying to embarrass ourselves publicly. Let's keep going to the Gemara. V'lama mutzi en esateva l'rechova sholir. Why do we take the ark with the Torah into the city street? We could just go daven in the city street without the teva. Amar Yeshua ben Levi said, Lomar, this is meant to say, Kli tzenua hayalanu, we had this private special vessel, the ark. Lanu was for us. V'nisvaze ba'avoneinu, and now it is being disgraced by our sins, even publicly. So again, it's meant as a way to show how embarrassed we were about our sins. V'lama miskasin besakin, even though our Mishnah doesn't mention it, their custom used to be that they would wear sackcloth on these fast days, so why would they do that? Omar Rechiya bar Abba said, Lomar, this is meant to say, Harei anu chashuvim kebehima, that we are as nothing like animals, especially when we sin. We are basically like animals, and we are asking for Hashem's forgiveness. V'lamanosin efar mikla al gab. Well, actually, let's stop there. Let's see Rashi up until here. Rashi, bitzina, we daven privately, but based on knesses in the shul. Galinu, we've been exiled. Shiatzanu miknesa senu, we have left our shul where we generally gather. Galusenu tevichaper selenu, and therefore let this exile atone for us. And the difference between these two reasons is the galumi beknishta le beknishta achrina. If you go from one shul to another shul, galus ikarash explains that is considered an exile for hasyaleka, but it's not public to say that we are embarrassing ourselves publicly. Nisbaza bavoneinu, and now the teva is being embarrassed because of our sins. Rashi says vidui, and therefore it's a form of vidui, it's a form of publicly admitting that we have sinned and we no longer and we deserve to be embarrassed. V'lama miskasin, why would we wear sackcloth? Chogros sakin, they would gird themselves with sackcloth. Tanina Yushalmi, we learn in the Talmud Yushalmi, the Yushalmi Gemara, Shayo Chogros sakin, that they would don themselves with sackcloth. V'yotzin lebeis hakfaros, and they would go out to the cemeteries. V'token v'karnos, and they would blow horns of animals. Boy, let me boy, and Argmor is asking, sakin lama, why would they wear sackcloth? Ubeis hakfaros lama. And why would they go into the cemetery to tkiya shofar lama? Why do we blow the shofar? So we say we wear sackcloth ki behema, to show that we are like animals. Dmi seir behema ninhu, because sackcloth is made from the hairs of animals. Mi notzil shel izim, from the hairs, from the fur, the hair of goats. Okay, back into the Gemara. V'lamanosin efer mikla al gabi teva. Why do we burned ashes on top of the teva? Amar Yehuda ben Pazi, Yehuda ben Pazi says, Klomer is meant to say, Imo anochi basara. The pasuk says, Hashem says, I am with you in your pain. We put the ashes on the aron, which represents the Shechina and Hashem, to say that when we are in pain during this drought, even Hashem is in pain as well. Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish said a similar idea from a different pasuk, Behold, sarasam lo tsar, that the Navi says that in all of your struggles and all of your pains, it is a pain low to him, meaning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Zera where Vizera said, Miresh ki havi chazina lehu lurabanan diavi efer mikla gabi teva mizdazeya li kule gufai. Rav Zera said that when he first saw the Rabbanan put the ashes on top of the teva, it made his whole body shake. It was so emotional and moving to him. So the Gemara says, "Lamanos and Efer Barosh, Kol Echad VeEchad." And why do we put the ashes on each person? Pligi Bar Rav Levi. Barcham Ruchanina. Relay Barcham and Ruchanina argue over this. Chadamar Hare Anu Chashib Lefanecha Ke'efer. One says that we do this in order to show that we are as if we are ashes when compared to Hashem. Vechadamar Kadeshi Yizkor Lanu Efro Shal Yitzchak. So that it should be remembered for us the ashes of Yitzchak by the Akedah, so that we should be, that should be remembered for Ezuchas. Ma'i B'nai, what's the difference between these two reasons? Ik B'nai. Afar Sam, the difference is whether you can use regular dirt that wasn't ashes from dust. So if it's just to show how we are nothing, so then even dirt or dust would be okay. But if it's specifically as a reminder for the Akedah, then it would have to be ashes because the carbon that was offered in place of Yitzchak was burned into ashes. Let's see Rashi on this point. Rashi offers Stam She'eno Efer Mikla, which is not burnt ashes. Zechiras Efer Shel Yitzchak Laka. There isn't any remembrance of the ashes of Yitzchak. Rashi says Stam. The word Stam Lo Garsina. That shouldn't really be in the Gemara. Ela Ika Binayu. Afar should just say the difference between it is Afar is dirt. Now regarding the dirt, let's just see the Tosos on the previous Amud. We didn't read it last time. Tosos v'nosin efer al gabe says v'oso efer havi me etzem adam sharehu efer havi luzikaron hakedo v'akeda haya atzamos. Tosos says that this burnt ashes can't just be ashes burnt from wood or paper or something else. Rather, it should be Efer Havi Etzma Adam, ashes burnt from human bones. Shrehua Efer Havi Zikarna Ha'akeda, because as the Argamara says, as we just learned, these ashes was meant to be a remembrance for the Akeda. Uba Akeda Hayat Samas in the Akeda, there were bones. And therefore, again, specifically, the ashes should be from burned bones. Okay, back into our Gemara. Lama Yotzin Lebesa Kvaros, why would the people on these fast days go out to the cemeteries? Pligiba Rav Levi Bar Chama Rav Chanina, it's another machlokas between Rav Levi Bar Chama and Rabbi Chanina. Chadamar Harinu Chashuvim Lefanecha Kamesim, again, it's to show that we are worthless like Mason when compared to Hashem. The Chadamar Kadesh Yavakshu Aleinu Mason Rachim is in order that the Mason should daven for us to have mercy, meaning then that we should daven that in the merits of the people who are dead, we should receive rain and bracha in their merit. Might be now, what is the difference between these two reasons? The difference is whether you should go to the cemeteries of non-Jews. If it's to show that we are as lowly and worthless as dead people, then a non-Jewish cemetery is no worse than a Jewish cemetery. But if it's so that we should receive rain and bracha in the merit of those buried, it would have to be a Jewish cemetery. Let's see Rashi on that. Kivrei Akum, B'makom Shein Kivrei Yisrael. When there aren't Jewish cemeteries around, should a person go to a non-Jewish cemetery? Levakesh Rachmim Afilo Atzman Leka. Though the Mason who are not Jewish, they can't even daven for themselves. Kol Shechein Elina, certainly they can't daven for us. So therefore, if the reason is for them to daven for us, it wouldn't make any sense. But if it's just to show that we are nothing, then it would make sense even to go to non-Jewish cemeteries. Let's see another small Tosos on this point. Tosos on Ardaf, Yotz in Lebeis HaKfaros. Tosos says, Mikan Noagin B'chol Makom Leilich Lebeis HaKfaros B'tishvav. Tosos says, it is based on this that there is a custom in all places, Tosos says in his day, to go to cemeteries on Tishvav. Sherei Tishvav Havitanis Tzibor Kmo Shai Osen Mipnei HaGasham. Because Tishvav is a public fast day similar to the public fast days that were made for rain. Okay, so that is the Minhag Tosfos records. Back into our Gemara. My Har Hamoria. What does the name Har Hamoria mean? This doesn't have anything to do with the topic we've been discussing, but it's another machlokas between Rabbi Levi Bar Chama and Rabbi Chanina. Pligi Bar Levi Bar Chama and Rabbi Chanina. Again, these two Amorim argue about this. Chad Amar Har Shiyatzimenu Hora'a LiYisrael. One says it is the mountain from where the Hora'a, from the teaching and the Psak, go out to Klal Yisrael. Another says it is the place from which awe and reverence goes out onto the non-Jews, and they revere and respect Klal Yisrael. Let's see Rashi on that. My Har Hamoria. Rashi explains, Aidi Da'ari B'Plukta Rabbi Levi Rabbi Chama. Since we've been discussing different disputes between Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Chanina, Tananami Haplukta, we also teach this machlokas, even though in content they're not related. My Har Hamoria de Avraham Karalamakum Hakeda Har Yiret, because what is the Har Hamoria? Because Avram called the place of the Akeda Har Yiret. Uksiv El Eretz Hamoria, and the pasuk says that he went to the land of Moriah. So where does that name come from? What does it mean? Chada Mar Har Shiyatza Mimenu Hora, it's the place where teaching goes out. Torah Yisrael, the teaching of Torah to Yisrael, Kimit Zion Teitzeis Torah, because Torah leaves Zion, because Har Moriah is the mountain where Yerushalayim is. Yoru Mishpatach LeYaakov, that they teach the laws to Yaakov. V'lishkas Hagazis Shabbat Amdu Hanavim Hamochich in Yisrael, and the Lishkas Hagazis, the place where the Sanhedrin sat, where the Nevi'im stood to teach Yisrael, that was in Har Hamoriah. So therefore, Har Hamoriah is the place where the teaching goes out to Eretz Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael. Okay, keep going, Rashi. Mora lo de chavim, and it's also the place, the other opinion is, where the awe goes out to the non-Jews. Sheshomen gedolos Yisrael v'Yishalayim, they hear about the greatness of Israel and Yerushalayim, umispachtim aleihem, and they are frightened of them. Shemati, that is the explanation that Rashi heard. Lishnachrina, or another explanation, Har Hamoriah is Har Sinai. Here Har Hamoriah is referring to not Har Hamoriah and Yerushalayim, but it's referring to Har Sinai. And from Har Sinai, Mora lo'ovdi kachavim b'matan Torah, there is an awe from that went over the non-Jews at Har Sinai. Dichsiv eretz yirah v'shakta, that the land was scared and was quiet based on Har Sinai. And the other opinion would hold that, again, obviously that is the place where the Hora, where the teaching of the Torah came out from Har Sinai. Okay, back into the Gemara, continuing the Gemara. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Hazakin Shevahen Omer Lifnim Divrei Kfushim. The Mishnah says that the elder of the community would say words of Musar, words of chastisement to the community when they're out in the street. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, the rabbis taught, Imi Yesh Zakin Omer Zakin, if there's an elder, the elder should say it, V'imav Omer Chacham, and if not, then a wise person, a Talmud Chacham, should say it, V'imav Omer Adam Shel Tzur, and if there's no Talmud Chacham, then a person of stature in the community that people respect should say it. Period. So that's the end of the Braisa. So Gemara says, Atu Zakin de Ka'amri, Afagap to Af Chacham, who? Does that mean to say that the Zakin, the elder that we are talking about, is someone who is not a Chacham, someone who is not learned? Because the Braisa seems to contrast Zakin versus Chacham. If you don't have a Zakin, then you go to a Chacham. And that can't be. Why do we have an ignorant Zakin give the Musar? Amar Abai, so Abai said, Hachi comments what the Braisa means to say, Im Yesh Zakin v'hu Chacham, if there is an elder person who is wise, and there's another Talmud Chacham who's not old, so then Omer Zakein v'hu Chacham. So then the Talmud Chacham who's also older should give the speech v'im lav, but if there's no older Talmud Chacham, Omer Chacham, then just even a young Talmud Chacham should give it v'im lav, and if there isn't a young Talmud Chacham, Omer Adam Shel Tzura, so then some prominent person in the community should give this speech and give the muster. Let's see Rashi on that. Afalgav d'lav chacham ela am ha'aretz, whether he's ignorant, bitmia, it's a question. Would we really allow an old, ignorant person to say the divrei kvushim, havadei chacham adav, certainly a wise person is more appropriate and better to say it. So we say, no, it means imi yesh zakin v'hu chacham, if there's an old person who is also tamen chacham, omer zakin v'hu chacham, so then this older tamen chacham should say it. And if not, then a young tamen chacham, and if not, adam shel tzura, a person of stature, bal koma, again, a person of stature, Shiish movie kabli dwarf, so that people will listen and accept his words, lahamri chasalev, to soften their hearts. Okay, back into the Gemara. So what would he tell them? Achenu lo sak v'tanis gormin, it doesn't matter whether you wear sackcloth and fast, they do not cause Hashem to forgive you. Elet shuva umaisim tovim gormin, rather it is repentance and good deeds that cause Hashem to forgive us. Shechem asinu banshi Ninveh, because we find by the people of Ninveh, shlonemar behem vayar lukim es sakam es tanisam, it doesn't say that Hashem saw their sackcloth and their fast. Ella, what does it say? Vayar ha'lukim es ma'asem ki shavim midarkam hara, Hashem saw their actions that they had repented from their evil ways. Now we'll continue. Darshin explains some of the psukim in Yonah that discuss Ninveh. V'iskasu sakim ha'adam, the pasuk says that the people and the animals would again wear sackcloth. My habu abdi, what exactly did they do? Asri habehemos l'chud, they tied up the animals, meaning the mothers alone. Vas havlados l'chud, and they tied up the babies alone, meaning they wouldn't let the baby animals nurse from the mothers. Amru l'fanav, and they said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel olam, master of the world, im ein ata merachim aleinu, if you do not have mercy on us, Ein anu merachmin aleilu, then we will not have mercy for these animals. And then, just as Hashem, you obviously want us to have mercy on them, you should have mercy for us. V'yikaru el elokim b'chazaka, and the pasuk describes that the people then they cried out to Hashem with strength. My amar, what did they say? Amru l'fanav, they said in front of him, Ribono shel olam, master of the world, aluv u'she'inu aluv, aluv, someone who someone who is olav, who is forgiving, who is slow to anger, usheinu olav, and someone who is not forgiving and quick to anger. So if they get into a fight, or similarly, tzadik v'rasha, if a righteous person, an evil person, are arguing, mi nilchem ipnei mi, who gets pushed aside by who? So generally speaking, the tzadik will be mochel, and the tzadik will give way to allow the other person to have his way. So too, Hashem, you are the tzaddik and we are the rishayim, but you should forgive us and let us have our way. V'yashuvu ish midarko hara, each man repented from his evil ways, u'minachamas asher b'chapeim, and from the theft that was in their hands. Ma'ay u'minachamas asher b'chapeim, what does it mean that they did tshuva from the theft that was in their hands? Amar Shmuel said, afilu gazol marish ubanu bebira, even if someone steals a beam and builds it into a tower, mikakea kolabiri, you should knock down and undo the entire tower, kula, the whole thing, umachzer marish labailov, so that you can return the beam to the rightful owners. So too, the people of Ninveh did everything they could to return anything that had been stolen to the original owner. Amar Rav Adabar Abba says, Adam sheish biyado avera umisvada, someone who has in his hand an avera, specifically something stolen, but other avers as well, umisvada, and he admits that he sinned, ve'inachozer, but he does not do tshuva, or he does not return the stolen object. Lamahu doma, what is he similar to? La'adam shetofes sheretz biyado, like someone who's holding in his hand some creepy crawling animal that makes him tamei. Shafilu tova b'chol meimel sheba'olam, even if he goes into the mikvah and dunks in all the water of the entire world, as long as he's still holding onto that sheretz, lo also lo tefila, the immersion in the mikvah will not help him. But zarku miyado, if he throws from his hand the sheretz, kevin shetavo b'arbaim saw, once he goes into the mikvah that has 40 saw, the minimum amount, miyad also lo tefila, immediately the immersion counts for him and is metahir him. Shinemar, as the pasuk says, umodeh v'ozev yirucham, that someone who admits his sin and leaves his sin, Yerucham will receive mercy only once you not only admit your sin but leave your sin, no longer commit it. If you return the stolen item, then you will receive mercy. But Omer, and similarly, the pasuk says, Nasa levavenu el kapayim, that we will lift up our hearts to our hands, or with our hands, El Kel Bashamayim, to the God which is in heaven. So just as we have to lift up our hearts, we have to lift up our hands, we have to purify our hands and remove anything stolen in them. Let's see Rashi on that. My Amor Anshi Nineveh, what do the people of Nineveh say? Dechsiv b'chazakah, says they cried out to Hashem with strength. Demashra b'koach v'nitzuachadin, sounds like they had some special strength and they were successful and conquered in the din with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi nidcha mipnei mi, havi omer tzadik mipnei Rasha. The tzadik will always allow the Rasha to have his way. The tzadik is always mochel and gives up on his own rights. So to Hashem, you should give up on your own rights and forgive us, even though you have the right to punish us. They took the animals and they said, im ena tamarachim, if you don't forgive us, if you don't have mercy for us, you won't have mercy for these animals. Klomar, mean to say, kshem shata omer larachim al elu, just as you say that we must have mercy on these animals. Dechsev rachma v'kol ma'asav, it says, just as the pasuk says that you, Hashem, you have mercy on all of your creations, so just as you have mercy on animals, kach terachim aleinu, so too you should have mercy on us. Marish Korah is a beam, Bira Migdal is some sort of tower building. Sheish biyado avera, someone who has in his hand an avera. Rashi says specifically it means gezel, something that was stolen. Veino chozer boni, don't go back, you don't do tshuva. L'shalim is a gezel, to pay what you stole. La mahu doma, what are you similar to? V'chuli, etc. Then we call the pasuk nasal avenu el kapayim, we lift up our hearts with our hands. Im hakapayim, Rashi explains, with our hands. Tarach lisa halev l'shamayim, we have to lift up our hearts to the heaven. Klomar shiachzer mikilkulim, meaning we have to return the mistake, the sin that we did. We have to clean our hands, we have to return the stolen item. Let's keep going to the Gemara a bit longer. Back in the Gemara, five lines up, Tanur Rabbanon, or one line above that, Amdu b'tefila moridin lefnei teva zakein. So when they got up to daven, the Mishnah says they would send in front of the Aaron an elder person to daven. Tanur Rabbanon, the rabbis taught in a raisa. So Amdu b'tefila, when they got to daven, af hishyesham zakein v'chacham, even if there is an elder wise person there, ein moridin lefnei teva ela adam harago, we only send someone to daven, someone who's used to davening, being a chazan and knows all the tefillos well. Rabbi Yehuda says it should also be someone mitupol ve'enlo, someone who has children but does not have a lot of money, who is poor. V'yeshlo yagia basada, and who has a job in the field, meaning he makes his living by working in the field. Ubeso reikam, and he has an empty household. We'll see what that means. Upirko na'a, and he has a pleasant youth. V'shafal berech, and literally has a low knee, meaning he is humble. Umarut salam, and he is well liked by the people. V'yishlo ne'ima, and he can sing with a nice melody. V'kolo arev, and has a nice voice. Ubaki likros betara ubenavim uksuvim, there's a baki to read tar navim uksuvim. V'lashanas bemedrash ubahalachos, and to teach midrashim and halachos. Ubagados and agados, Agadata Gemaras, Ubaki b'chol brachos, and is an expert in all the brachos that are going to be said on the fast day. Cool on all of them. And after Rabbi Yehuda said this entire list, which we'll explain in more detail soon, v'yavu b'rabbanan einayu Rabbi Yitzchak Barami, all the rabbis started looking at Rabbi Yitzchak Barami because he was the one who exemplified all of these qualities and would have been the best choice. So let's see Rashi on that. Rashi mitupol ve'enlo, he has children but no money. Yeshlo tfeilim, he has people dependent on him. Ve'enlo b'mali, he's parnes, but he does not have something to support them with. Shelibu doig olav, so that his heart is very worrisome. Futzarach likros mikiros libolein, therefore he will have to call up from the walls of his heart for them, meaning he will have a lot of kavana because he also really needs the rain to fall. Ve'yeshlo yigia, he has a job, Shmiskabi Nyosir, but feels like Shum, since he has a job in the field, again, he'll have more kavana for the rain because it's very important to him. Upirko Na'a, Rashi says, Mefarsh the command, the Gemara will explain later on. The Shafal Barich, literally a low knee, but it means Anav, he's humble. Umarut Sola'am, he's liked by the people. Noach Labrios, people like him. Maskimim, Litfilaso, and everyone likes and agrees to his davening. Ni'ima, Besuli Kala, he has a beautiful voice. Shemoshe Chalev, that can draw a person's heart, can inspire a person. Virago Likros, and he is accustomed to reading the psukim, Why is it important? Shiur psukim shel tefilos sidurim b'fiv, and therefore all the psukim that are in the tefilos for these special tefilos will be organized and fluent in his mouth. Turning the page, so now the Gemara will explain some of these requirements. Hainu metupol ve'ein lo, hainu beisei reikam. The description that he has children but has no money is the same thing as beisei reikam. He has an empty house. That means he's poor. Amar Rav Chisda, no. Zeh shebeisei reikam min haver. An empty house means he has a house empty from sins. Let's see Rashi on that. Hainu metupol ve'ein lo, hainu beisei reikam. Hainu kamo ezehu. Rashi explains that hainu means what is it? Meaning we're saying what is it? What is metupol ve'inlo? What is beisereikam? Some have a different gears in Rashi, and they have zehu, meaning this is metupol ve'inlo. This is beisereikam, meaning it's the same thing. Either way, what the Gemara means to say is pretty clear. Continuing, Rashi beisereikam min haveris. His house is empty from sin. She'ain chamas be'gal ve'beisu. Meaning there's nothing stolen in his house. Continuing the Gemara, just a few more lines. Upirko na. He has a nice youth. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Ezeshlo yatsa shem rabbi alduso. This means someone who did not even have a bad name even in his youth. Even in his youth, he didn't really, he was a good person, didn't do any sins, any major sins at least. Let's see Rashi on that. Upirko na'a, afilu kishamar al bachrusa, even when he was coming up from his youth, when he was just becoming a young adult, haya na'a bli shemra, he was beautiful without a bad name. Continuing the Gemara quotes the pasuk, "Haisali nachalasi ka'arye b'yar." Hashem says, "My heritage, my inheritance, meaning Klal Yisrael, were like a lion in the forest. Nasna alai b'kola, it called out with its voice at me. It roared at me. Halkein sanesiha, and therefore I hated it." So the Gemara says, "My nasna alai b'kola." What does it mean that it gave its voice to me? If it means that we cried out to Hashem, why would that be a reason for Hashem to hate us? Hashem loves when we daven and cry out to Hashem. Amar Marzudra Bartuvia Amar Rav. They said in the name of Rav, Amri La Amar Rabbi Chama Amar Rabbi Elazar, and some said in the name of Rabbi Elazar, Zesh Shliach Sibor Hayard Lifnei Ateva Sheino Hagu. And this refers to a chazan who davens, who is not a proper chazan, that he's not respected, he's not a good person, he's not a tzaddik. So when someone who should not be davening as a chazan davens for the Amud, that only makes Hashem more upset at us. Let's see Rashi on that. Zehamam and Chazan She'eno Hagon Lefnei Teva, someone who appoints a Chazan who is not proper to daven for the Amud. Rasha, meaning someone who's wicked. Shakash Baruch Hu Sone Oso Yoser Mikulan, Hashem hates him more than anyone else. Who knows him a kol lefanav, and he is calling out with his voice to Hashem, he's davening. So to appoint a Rasha to be the representative of the community to daven to Hashem, that only makes Hashem more displeased with us.